Non-forgiveness is there when you mistake human unconsciousness for a person, when you make an identity for someone, and this is what the mind does, when you make an identity for someone out of the movement of human unconsciousness. When what somebody did once to you or to someone else or to large numbers of people, somebody injured someone, inflicted violence on someone, showed cruelty, perhaps your father, your mother, whoever it may be, there's the temptation, there is the tendency for the mind to make an identity out of that, whereas all such actions, they look as if somebody there knew what they were doing. But all such actions are expressions of human unconsciousness, the expressions of the collective ego expressing itself through one so-called person, and they're expressions of the pain body, which also is not personal. It is human pain. So it's only when you mistake that, the expression of human pain as violence or cruelty, or the expression of the human ego with its absurd needs to use others to enhance itself, to make itself stronger. When you mistake what is collective, a collective state of humanity, you mistake that for an identity, then you create a perpetrator, somebody who did something, and that is a mind-made identity for someone. And of course, then you have, it is impossible to forgive when you believe that there is actually an identity behind what was being done, that there's someone there whose identity it is to be responsible for that. Now the question arises, so what does that mean? Is nobody responsible for what they do? This can't be right. Is no human being responsible for what they do, for the evil that we see in the world, the cruelty? Ultimately, no. And yet, all human beings suffer the consequences of their unconsciousness. Whoever manifests unconscious behavior will experience further unconsciousness from others. It's called karma. So you suffer the consequences, and in the process of that, pain arises. You inflict pain and you suffer pain. That's what all humans alive, what humanity as life has been doing. Inflicting pain, receiving pain in varying degrees. And in that process that looks pretty mad, out of that, occasionally, here and there, somebody woke up out of that cycle and recognized the fact that when such things are being done, ultimately, there's nobody there doing it. It's unconsciousness. When you see that, compassion arises. Compassion even with the one who became the instrument of unconsciousness. Compassion with yourself, because the equivalent of non-forgiveness towards another is to harbor feelings of guilt in yourself. And both are very strong in the egoic mind. If you cannot forgive yourself, that is very similar, of course, to not being able to forgive another. You are making an identity for yourself out of something that you did because you didn't know any better, which is a colloquial way of saying you were not conscious enough to know better. So there are some people who, there are parents now who think back and said, I made dreadful mistakes when I brought up my children. I'm guilty of that. You didn't know what you were doing. You acted according to your conditioning. You acted out your conditioning. And this is what people do in the same family for generations and generations. One generation after another acts out the same conditioning. There are people in America now whose families immigrated three generations ago from somewhere in Europe, and the dysfunction, the particular kind of egoic dysfunction in that family may go back to Roman times, 2,000, 3,000 years, and it's a cycle that the parents teach the children the same particular kind of unconsciousness or dysfunction, that, because unconsciousness can take different forms. Often it's violence, it can be other forms, cruelty, using others, whatever it may be. And so you can see the same thing handed down from parent to children. They grow up, they do the same to their children, what their parents did to them, until finally one person is there who wakes up and sees it for what it is. And so forgiveness happens by itself when you recognize that none of that is personal. It is something to do with the evolutionary stage of humanity. And you happen to be here on this planet. Somehow you ended up here on this, in many ways, mad planet, as far as humanity is concerned. Also potentially paradise, as far as the planet itself is concerned. Paradise, in many ways, potentially. And you happen to be here, in the midst of considerable unconsciousness. So you cannot try to forgive. It's not possible. Unless you look through the form that this unconsciousness took, you recognize it as not nobody there, ultimately. Then forgiveness happens automatically. But there is something in the egoic mind that doesn't want to let go of a grievance or a resentment. And that's another aspect. There is something in here, because resentment or grievance is very powerful ego food. There are some egos that keep themselves alive through one big grievance, one big resentment that have harbored for years. And in other areas, that person may be engaged in spiritual work and experience states of presence, experience peace. And yet, there's something hanging on in there, in here. And what it's hanging on to is this big resentment. And the ego, it's enough, one big resentment is enough to keep the ego going. And that's why it's got its teeth in that thought form. That thought form is there and says, I'm not going away. I am you. I am who you are. And so there's a reluctance. Even once you see the unconsciousness, it's not personal, you can still feel there's something in here that says, no, no, I'm hanging on to this grievance. I'm not letting go. I've had it for years. Is all that, all those years are going to be wasted? And then you see that. And the seeing means you have already 1 foot out of it. And then once you see it for what it is, it will change. It's whatever you bring consciousness to will become transmuted. And what you bring consciousness to that is false in you, a false identification, will dissolve. Anything you bring consciousness to that is real deepens. That's the beauty of it. So, two levels here to work, to become aware of as far as forgiveness is concerned. Recognize it for what it is. And see in yourself perhaps the reluctance, even though you have already recognized that ultimately it's human unconsciousness and no more than that, and it's been going on for thousands and thousands of years, millions of humans inflicting acts of cruelty on others. It's going on even now. In varying degrees, the unconsciousness varies from person to person. The roots of it are in everyone. So you recognize that, and then level two is observing in yourself that something in there does not want to let go. And then say, oh, isn't that interesting? And watch it. It even has a feeling quality to it. There is an accompanying emotion, perhaps, that reflects that thought. It's become an identity. I don't want to lose my identity. I'm hanging on in here. But once you see it, it won't survive for very long because it needs your unconsciousness to survive. And so the beautiful words of Jesus, he actually tells us why we should forgive. It's all there. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. He not only tells you that you should forgive, he tells you why. A modern Jesus would have said, they are completely unconscious. That would be the modern translation of, for they know not what they do.